Okay. Baruch Hashem, we're continuing with the Mea Brochus, a new refreshed day. Baruch Hashem, we could all thank Hashem that we are all healthy another day. Not something to take for granted, as we know. There's so many people that got up this morning that are not feeling well. They should all have a full Shalema, B'Sof Shachol Yisrael. So, as we said, we started our day with Alan Tilas Yadayim, Shek Yishonim Mitzvoisov. We are refreshed, new energy for Avodas Hashem. Asher Yotzo, we recognize our body is not to be taken for granted. All the ploim that we have in our body, eating, digesting the food, being protected from all the mazikim. That happens only once in such a long time that we have this corona-type situation. Itself is a pillar because we're attacked by thousands and millions of foreign particles and things every day of our lives, and Hashem, without us even paying attention to it, takes care of us. The kai neshama, we recognize that the essence of ourselves is the neshama kedosha, and the body is just serving that, and that gives us the koyach to guide ourselves to do the right things, to follow Hashem's wonderful ways. And we started Birkas HaTorah yesterday. The first half of the first bracha was Lasik B'divrei Yisrael, the Esek HaTorah. And we're continuing with the second half of that bracha today. V'harev no Hashem Elokeinu Divrei Seiros Rebefinu. A special tefillah, V'harev no Hashem Elokeinu. The Torah should be sweet, be pleasant, Befinu in our mouths. We mentioned the part of our body because it connects to our body. That connected every limb and ever in our body, we have the Tayag mitzvah satayu, Ramach mitzvah satay, Shasam mitzvah leisa say, which bring Kedusha into every part of our body. Harivno. Sometimes for a person, it's not so easy in the beginning learning. It's a tircha for him, it's not so pleasant. We have to daven for that. Sometimes in our children, they don't have an easy time. This is a time to be mispal every day, like we say. Not only ourselves, we're davening for our children, our grandchildren. We should get to know the great ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the only way to really get to know it is through the Torah HaKadosh. There's a famous Mishnah, Birkei Avos, that says, the person who's walking on a path, as a person is in the middle of learning, and in the middle of his learning he says, Ma no ilon zeh, look at this beautiful tree, Ha'ezim Yisrael ben Avshoi. He's Chas V'Sholom, Chayv Misa. And everybody asks, how could it be? He's Sach HaKol, looked at the wonders and the beauty of the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why should we mischayv b'nafshoy? And they heard from Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner, Zichron Levrocha, a beautiful pshat. The two ways of getting to know Yodei Shemecha, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to appreciate Him, to love Him. Yodei also the lesson of love. Ki yedativ, the man HaShem Yitzav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love Avraham Avinu. A real idea is love, like we said before, that if love is all about knowing the other person, and the more you know the person, the more you love them more, and you care about them more. Ba'al Koponim, we have one way of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and knowing Him and loving Him through seeing His amazing Bria that He created. Like we mentioned, our bodies themselves, the world around us, the sun, the atmosphere, the air, the plethora of so many wonderful things that we have in the world for us to enjoy. That is one way of getting to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and becoming in a relationship of Ava between you, us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another more direct way of doing it through the Torah HaKadosh, because the Torah HaKadosh is not just something He created. The Torah HaKadosh is Hashem's will itself. And as we say at the end of the bracha, HaMelamed Torah L'Am Yisrael, it's an amazing thing that when we learn Torah, the Gemara says that Kavayoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu is learning together with us. And without Him learning together with us, we wouldn't be able to learn the Torah, because the Torah is something of the Malam and HaTeva. It's a ruchnius dikka thing that Hashem brought down to this world. So the most closest, most direct interaction between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be Isaac v'Torah. So the person is Isaac v'Torah, and he has a direct interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Action of Abba between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, clarifying the Ratzon Hashem, learning Kavayocha Chavrusa with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the middle of that, suddenly he looks outside and says, oh, look at this wonderful world that Hashem created. He shows that he missed the point. He doesn't know what he's doing. If you're directly talking to the person, can you imagine if you're talking to somebody very close to you and then you just drop the conversation and you say, oh, look at the nice thing that you made. It means you didn't get the message. You don't know what you're doing with the Torah. Because if you know what you're doing with the Torah, you wouldn't drop that for anything while you're learning the Torah. So that's what we're saying, that through the Torah, and with that woman's spala, we should be zeicha, the harav, it should be sweet, it should be pleasant in our mouths, in the mouths of our family, and our children, our grandchildren, and the children of all Klal Yisrael. For the tachlis of kula and yodish shemecha, that the Torah should bring us to have the emes yediyah of Hashem, emes recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emes avas Hashem. And aside from the dvarim themselves, the words that we learn in the Torah themselves, we should know that even if you're learning a sugya that seems to be abstract and nothing to do with what, how could the fact that I'm learning this abstract thing do anything for me? So first of all, like we said before, you are clarifying the will of Hashem in this thing, even if you're learning something in Tumah V'Tayah that's not Noig V'Zmanazeh. But the fact that you're clarifying the Ratzon Hashem is a way of Kirvas Elokim. Like we said, if you know a person's desires and what's important to him, even though right now you're not going to do anything about it, but that's a way of getting closer to them. More than that, the Chovas Elokim says that a person acts based on what he's involved in his life. We all have the Yetzer Tov, the Neshama HaTahira, like we said, in L'kai Neshama, that should be guiding us. That's our real essence. And why does it not guide us so many times? So he says, L'maisa, the Yetzer around the goof and the body have a head start when we're little, when we're babies and little children. We're only involved in physical things. So since we have more involvement in the physical side of ourselves than the spiritual side of ourselves, the natural thing is that even though the spiritual side is our essence, but our actions are guided by the physical side of ourselves because that's what we're involved in. The spiritual side sometimes is a little bit neglected even. By leaving that Torah, especially when we're doing with Omel, putting our koiches into it, making the davar choshev and kavua in our lives, we are building up the spiritual side of ourselves. Because we're involving ourselves, like we're saying, in the most pure, most direct, and highest level of spirituality through leaving that Torah. Memela, by the fact that we are involving ourselves in such a thing, that in itself gives us more of a power to overcome the Yetzer Hara, because Ruchnius becomes a more central part of my Metzius, not just something that I know is there and the Lefi Emes is there, but is not activated. We're activating the Ruchnius Dikah part. We're strengthening the Ruchnius Dikah side of ourselves. And the Meil, that gives us a Koyach to overcome the Koyachas of the Yetzer Hara, the Koyachas of the Guf, that take us away very often from Avodas Hashem. As the Nish writes, Emunah B'Tochen, even, that through Torah, we can directly override Midas Rois. For example, a person is lazy. He's lazy. If he makes up his mind, I'm going to have a seder every day, I'm not going to be mevatelet, that in itself is a simple act of overcoming his laziness. If he's lazy and doesn't like to think too much, and he exerts himself to understand the sugya that he's learning, once again, he's breaking that mid of laziness, and if he does that on a daily basis, little by little, he's going to overcome his laziness. He's going to be a person who's more diligent in everything he's doing in life, more successful in everything he's doing in life. His life won't be hefke, because he's bringing Seder into his life, he's bringing Omel, Tircha into his life, which will affect even doing his mundane things in the proper fashion. Because everything we do in life, we should do properly. Nothing should be done haphazardly. Because whatever we're doing is something, a shaft of Avodas Hashem, even going to work, that's also something which is Avodas Hashem. If we need to go to work, it's part of Avodas Hashem. We should also have the chinuch to do it in the right fashion. And the Torah affects all the facets of our life if we do it in the proper fashion. those the two nakudas of Torah that we mentioned before, the kviyas, I'm not going to let anything push it away, and the omel, putting my full energy into it. The hariv no Hashem lekein, like we said, the tachlis achayim is that we should go to a point that it's sweet in our mouths. Like the Tal writes in his Akdoma, that there's a din of learning Torah lishma and doing mitzvahs lishma. And we say that be'etzim also, we said, kulam yodei shemecha v'loim be'teyo sech lishma. We want the Torah to bring us to know you better, to love you more, and to learn Torah lishma for the sake of understanding the Torah, not just for my personal gain, even for my ilam haba, not for my kovah in this world and not the next world, just for understanding the Torah and become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, one should not chas v'shalom mistakenly think, oh, lishma, then if I enjoy it, it's the most pleasurable thing in my day, it's a lack of lishma. He says, adarava, the more you enjoy it, the more lishma it is, because it shows that you really appreciate what you're doing. So that's what mispalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we're not yet at that point that we enjoy it, if every morning we get up and we really spalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to get to the point that I want to enjoy it. I want to get to the point my children enjoy it. I want to get to the point that all of Klal Yisrael, that they don't even know what Torah is. I was speaking to somebody now, since people are, you know, in the secular world, it's much harder for them. They have all the things they were doing, they can't do now. So this person has a connection with a totally secular person. They told me every day they take out a few minutes and they're learning Gemara of Metziah. An intelligent secular person, he doesn't know Shabbos, he doesn't know anything. And he told me that the secular person is mamish, blown away by it. He's excited by it. He says, whoa, you know, they're always talking about this Torah. It sounds like something that's not, you know, geah to our world, or something from the Middle Ages, pre-Middle Ages, ancient history. And he himself was able to see the sweetness, the chokhmah, the godliness that we have in our Torah HaKadoshah. So, kal v'chomer us, we should use it to mispal, like we said, if we don't have it yet, or we have it in a limited fashion, this tefillah, we said, b'kavona, bring us the Siyat Neshamaya. I just want to end with a beautiful Tanit Ve'eliyo, which I like saying over. It says that there was a person who was a fisherman, and the Eliyo Novi saw him, and he asked him, "What is your? Are you learning Torah?" And he said, "No." And he asked, "Why not?" He said, "I don't have the brain for learning Torah. Not everybody has. The people, wise people. I'm not an intelligent person. I can't learn Torah. What do you want from me?" So Eliyo Novi asked him, "And what are you doing? How do you have Parnosa if you're so weak-minded?" He said, "I'm a fisherman." He says, "How do you catch a fish?" So I explained to him, he makes different types of nets, and he knows the different places at different times of the year where the fish go, and that's how he catches his fish and makes a nice panosa from it. So Eliyahu HaNavi told him, if you have seichel to catch fish, you don't think you have seichel to learn Torah. So the simple, when you're reading of it or hearing of it, sounds like, what's a taina? Maybe in a chanami. He knows how to catch fish, but he doesn't know. And you need more chokhmah to learn Torah and appreciate and delve into Torah. So I heard from the Rosh Yeshiva, Abel Schwarzman, the Chayin Levracha, beautiful pshat. And he says like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created us for us to live. And the male, he'll always give us the basic needs for survival. Life is defined by us. If life just means panosa, HaKadosh Baruch gives you panosa, and he's not mechuyev to give you more. He gives you life. If we define ki heim chayenu v'ochemenu, the Torah is our life. We realize that without this, life is not life. We can't live just like an animal, like a goy. We have to live like a Jew. We have to have the eternal life, eternal yodei shemecha kivus elikim that lasts for eternity. And without that, I can't live. The second a person really feels that way, then it's life. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you that seichel, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the fisherman the seichel for life, physical life. If the person appreciates that spiritual life is also life, Hashem will give it to him also. So we should be zeichet, take advantage of this bracha every morning. And like we're saying, as much as we have a feeling of goodness and sweetness and pleasance in learning Torah, it could be more so. And if we don't have it yet, and people around us don't have it yet, this is the time every morning to pour out our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, we appreciate the Torah. Please give us that feeling of sweetness of the Torah for ourselves and for all of Klal Yisrael. All the children in Klal Yisrael, so many of them don't even know what Torah is. We spell for them also. That's a big chesed we can do for Klal Yisrael. And through that, we'll all be Yodei Shemecha. We'll know Hashem better. We'll appreciate Him more. We'll love Him more. We'll be miskaved Him more. Loim Yitoy Sechel Lishma. Bor Hato Hashem. Amelamed Torah Am Yisrael. We appreciate that. If we want to learn the Torah, Hashem, you'll be with us with the Limud HaTorah, and you'll elevate us from one Madrega to the next. Should all be Zecha to a wonderful Shabbos, and only Besuras Torah is for us, the whole Am Yisrael.